Okay, good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for being here, both live and live stream. This week, you know, I really planned, I was away all week, Talmidim in New York, so I really started preparing for this week's shiur a while back, because I knew I'd be quite busy in my trip to New York, and I had a topic. But unfortunately, with news here in the community of children being sick, I decided I wanted to do a different topic. And we switched the topic to Birchas Asher Yotzar, thanking Hashem for our health. And, you know, it's North Miami Beach is a growing, you know, Baruch Hashem, a big community, but there's no question that it's definitely hits us, and it's definitely abnormal that Rechmo Aslan, in the span of a few weeks, two children, first son of the Rosh Kolo, Yechiel Nelson Ben Sara, young boy was hit with a challenging diagnosis, and then just mamish a few days ago, the three-year-old son of Rabbi Avram Eliezer Friedman, who we all know is very involved in the shir and very involved in the yeshiva in general and the tremendous Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, his three-year-old son, Chaim Shmuel ben Lei Yocheved, was also hit with a very scary diagnosis. Trying to think what we could do as a schus, the idea of learning about, perhaps focusing when we make a bracha of Asher Yotzar, could perhaps serve as a great schus. Part of my inspiration to give a shir on this topic is a wonderful bacher, Yossi Hecht, Yosef Chaim ben Dvorah Leah, which I hope to get to his story at the end of shir today. But he's somebody that in some ways pioneered this idea of b'mechazik Asher Yotzar is a schus for a fuish lema for people. And hopefully today, by going through these halachos, not just as Hashem to learn about the meaning of the bracha, but also to learn well the halachos of Asher Yotzar, which will hopefully bring upon us a greater diktuk, a greater carefulness in the halachos of this bracha. As Hashem, it should serve as a schus for all these people that need a refuah shleima. The earliest makor I found for utilizing Asher Yotzar as a schus is the Sefer Seder Hayom, which is pretty early. I have it brought down here on the top left side of your page of Marmakomos. Someone quotes, says, V'yesh b'bracha zu, sodos v'ramazim amukim. In this bracha, there's tremendous secrets, deep ideas. Va'omer b'kavana, if you say Asher Yotzar with the right focus, sigulasa gedola ma'od l'hamshach refuah, has a tremendous power to bring refuah to people. And they quote this lashon of the Seder Hayom. He says, v'yivarech l'so b'kavana, person should make the Asher Yotzar with Kavana. V'yoma milo b'mila kol nineha. You should say word for word. Every word counts in Asher Yotzar. The meaning of it. V'ma'adam yiyah shalom b'daitov. L'chalko b'mishpat dvarov. A person's really smart. Well, yichla kol yomov. If a person's smart and does Asher Yotzar properly, the Seder Hayom is saying, It could save him from sickness his whole life. He won't need doctors. He won't need their health intervention. Sounds like a pretty good insurance policy. A person should be careful to say Asher Yatzar with complete kavana, to the doctor of all mankind who does wondrous things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that you see first and foremost that there is a segula, there is a special zchus. If a person recites Asher Yatzar, it could save them from health issues. But then it's also something that could be a zchus to bring about a refuah. So that's why you want to focus and learn well the halachas of Asher Yatzar today. Now, what's the origin of the bracha of Asher Yatzar? I didn't put on your sheets, but if you open a Gemara on brachos, daf samach on the days, the Gemara basically has the nusach, always slight variations, of the bracha of Asher Yatzar in the Gemara, samach on the days and brachos. We might come back to this a little bit later. It's always good to have a Gemara brachos handy. We'll see. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings, there's really two simanim that deal almost exclusively with Asher Yatzar. Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simon Vav, as well as Simon Zayin. But let me just show you, even it's not even the complete, what the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, writes in Simon Vav Os Sif Aleph. He writes, Kishiyatzim Beis Akise Yivarech Asher Yatzar, it's on the Mechachma. A person comes out of the bathroom, they should make the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Shebriyas Adam hi b'chachma nifla. The creation of man was made with tremendous chachma. And then you see the next 20 lines, he's elaborating, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, five different pshatim, what Asher Yatzar is going on. He has another idea, a person's body is made like some receptacle holding wind and has holes to keep everything together. There's tremendous chachma in Hashem's nutrition system of a person, that a person's body takes the nutrition that he needs and the byproducts, the waste, come out of the person. He has a fourth pshat, va'odiyei shafarish, that person is created with boundaries, and if his body system stops and goes beyond those boundaries, that would cause his death, and therefore there's always a very delicate balance in the workings of a person's body. He says a fifth pshat, it's not just boundaries in general of a person's body, but specifically in terms of waste. If his body wasn't able to regulate the waste, we know that would be a cause of the person's demise. So the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, as soon as I read this and focused on it, it hit me, like, where else do you have this, that the Shulchan Aruch is going through five Perushim and like understanding the words of Asher Yatzar? Really? Like, the Shulchan Aruch is a halacha sefer. It's not a Perush on the sitter. Why is the Mechaber spending so much time on this? It's almost like unfounded. Show me another spot in the Shulchan Aruch where the Mechaber is spending so much time giving you Perushim of what a bracha is on. Yes?
So this is coming from a person who actually had trances and his body was pretty much taken over when he was being given Divrei Torah, according to some. So he understands the concept of his body being taken use of.
Mr. Mayerfeld, Mayeroff wants to add his historical background, that Mechaber was somebody that might have had some forms of Ruach HaKodesh. His body was taken over, so yeah, maybe he understands these things better. Okay, true, but he understands lots of things in Torah better. It doesn't explain the sodos of all different brachas. So I found a fascinating Aruch HaShulchan. which unfortunately I did not put in your sheets. There's too many marmakomos to put in your sheets for a sugya like this. But let me read to you the words of the Aruch HaShulchan. So Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Vav, Sif Aleph. He writes, Birchas Asher Yatzar Mishun Mikol Brachos. It's strange, it's weird, it's different than all their brachos. The Chor Brachim Ksuros. Most brachos are straight to the point, right? Shakol Niyeh B'dvara, Motzi Lachman Aretz. Here we have a bracha, Chalulim Chalulim Galulim Galuduv Nechim. Very long arichos. They'll say, okay, by a wedding, it's okay to have long arichos, right? When we make Asher Yatzar there. I'm not talking about the Asher Yatzar by the wedding, per se, but maybe we'll touch on that. And he says, look at all the birchas hananin, all the brachas you get for a certain pleasure that a person has. When you eat bread, birchas hashachar, nosi nosach livina, lafka bidam levin loyla, shulosani goy, shulosani isha. The brachas are straight to the point. And over here, it's very long. So what's pshat? Seems nobody before the Aruch HaShulchan explained this well. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan near in the Yisdaiti, the Emes Keinu. He says multiple reasons. The bracha doesn't directly talk about thank you Hashem for making me go to the bathroom. Doesn't say that. It gives this whole flowery speech about our bodies. He says firstly it could be she'enu inyan kavod. You know, it's not so kavodic to talk about what goes on in the bathroom. Va'od, it's not really like Berachas Hananin, a bracha for Hana. Because normal Berachas Hananin you make before you have the Hana. Before I eat my donut, have my coffee, I make the bracha. And here you're making a bracha after you went to the bathroom. Now you'll tell me, oh, that's a technicality because I can't make the bracha when I really have to go to the bathroom. That's what you're thinking, Jesus. Now, he says also, by other birchas hananin, it's your choice. You could have the donut or skip the donut. There's not much choice when it comes to the bathroom.
You gotta go.
So, and also, if this is like birchas hashachar, a bracha that we make in the morning, in general, thanking Hashem, you know, Hameichem Etzadig Other, you made me able to walk. You know, just make it once a day. We know Asher Yatzar, you can make multiple times a day. So he says, L'fikach tiknu chazal yitzirasol shol adam. Really, the bracha was made when I say in Asher Yatzar. It's not just going on, thank you Hashem for allowing me to use the facilities. It's not the pshat. The bracha of Asher Yatzar is thanking Hashem for creating me. And through this, he says, "Yizel Tama Torah Shacharar Shapirish Kavanas Bracha Zu Mashi Ain Darka Makach Sharilo Parshanim Hain." How come the Torah? How come the Shulchan Aruch here spend so much time explaining the kavana for the bracha? They're not writing a parish on the sitter. Because this is really nogea, this topic, we're really giving general thanks to Hashem on our creation. What aspect of creation? So that's the five different pshatim you could find here in the Shulchan Aruch. But really the bracha of Asher Yatzar is on the bigger picture. We're not just thanking Hashem for the ability to go to the bathroom. We're thanking Hashem for the creation of person. The Aruch HaShulchan explains this. I was actually Mechavan. I was happy to see that he quoted it. The Rush in Maseches Ksubas says that's the idea behind Birchas Eirusin. Right? It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah per se, especially if you don't hold there's a Mitzvah of Kedushin. It's, what is it? A Shevach on the Kodesh Baruch Hu that created a system, a world, where people get married. Here too, this is a general bracha thanking the creation of man. It also explains better why we say Asher Yatzar is under the chuppah. It's not because you went to the bathroom, right? Asher Yatzar is a bracha on the creation of person. And we're giving thanks to that. That gives us a totally different perspective now when we say Al Shiyotza, it's come out of the bathroom. It's set up that way, that the time of the day that we thank Hashem for creating us with such tremendous chachma, we say that after we go to the bathroom. That's the trigger. But the picture that we're thanking, it's a much broader idea. We're thanking Hashem for creating people in such a wondrous way. Yes?
So if one has a stomach issue and goes but doesn't feel relieved from the issue, they can't make the bracha.
No.
So this fits into that. First of all, you can't say the bracha beforehand because you don't know whether or not you're going to be fully relieved. But secondly, it fits in also because you're saying the bracha, now I'm better, thank you, Hashem.
So we'll talk about that idea. You know, you're talking about a situation where a person has stomach runs and is constantly going to the bathroom. So actually, Mishpura talks about that case, so I'll get to that soon. But really, it definitely gives us a perspective. It's a general thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making our wondrous bodies. And it's not going specifically on this one time I went to the bathroom, per se. That's the trigger. But it's really a big, broad thing. And, it's the type of thing, I'll get to a story about this later, but if a guy ever sees, a Gentile sees a Jew coming out of the bathroom and starts praying, it's one of the most fascinating sights for them to see. Never heard of such a thing. So till now, when the guy asked you at work, "Hey, Harvey, what blessing are you saying?" So Harvey, I'm sure, has a good, sharp line, cutesy, funny line to say back. But really, it's a much deeper concept, right? We're thanking God for our creation. And, perhaps the time that we pause and we realize, we may not be this great, we could go to the moon and we could do such amazing things. But after you go to the bathroom, maybe it's a humbling moment. Realize, hey, Hashem, you're the boss. Thank you for creating me. So I think that Aruch HaShulchan is tremendous. And I think that's the first major yesod to go through when we learn about Ashiyatzar. We're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general for the creation of a person. Might be four or five individual pshatim, which aspect of the chachma in creating a person. But it's such a beautiful new picture. I'm not just thanking Hashem for going to the bathroom. I'm thanking Hashem for creating man in the most wondrous way. Digest that one. Pun intended.
No pun intended.
Now, the first basic halacha with Asha Yatzar, this is brought on the bottom of your page in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, this is in Siman Zayin, Sifkat and Vav, L'chachila nachon li'zor levarach tekev Asha Yatzar achetilas mayim. Ideally, one should say an Asha Yatzar as soon as they come out of the bathroom. You sometimes have it. You walk into a bathroom, you're on your way to go to the bathroom, and you're schmoozing with somebody. Now, this isn't Hilchas Asha Yatzar, this is Hilchas going to the bathroom. Truth is not supposed to be schmoozing inside a bathroom. Specifically, for sure, while you're going to the bathroom.
Is it forbidden to talk in the bathroom?
Yeah, but those are different halachas.
Okay.
In high school here, you sometimes see Bachrim hiding out in the bathrooms, A lot goes on.
Smoking in the
bathroom. But, no. Here's smoke detectors. But.
That was my high school.
Ed knows all the secrets. But Lamaisa, a person goes into the bathroom, let's say he comes out the same time as a friend and this, and they start schmoozing right after. Ideally, a person should wait to do anything when they come out of the bathroom and say an Asha Yatzar. And, l'halacha, you don't find the idea, I didn't find it in print, the idea of specifically saying an Asha Yatzar from a chart, from a sitter, of something inside. That's a nice chumrah, but it's a beautiful chumrah. Rav Shach was very big on benching, from a sitter. But you know what? Saying an Asha Yatzar from a sign, a lot of shuls now, a lot of yeshivas have signs up outside bathrooms. Sometimes they fall down, they need new ones. But having signs up that a person walks out of the bathroom and says an Asher Yatzar, the fact that the sign is hanging there helps facilitate this idea of a person making the Asher Yatzar as soon as he comes out of the bathroom. Because we'll see in a moment, that solves you from a lot of problems. A lot of times people, once you get caught up doing the first thing you do after you come out of the bathroom, to go back to your get into your stream of consciousness. Ooh, I make an Asher Yatzar. You forget that. So ideally, as soon as one comes out of the bathroom, make an Asher Yatzar. Don't get interrupted for anything else. Hide out, grab a sitter. Hopefully there's something hanging, and make that Asher Yatzar. Next halacha. What happens if you didn't do that, and it's like 30 minutes since you made an Asher Yatzar? Let's say it's an hour since you made an Asher Yatzar. Let's say it's an hour and a half since you went to the bathroom. You didn't yet make an Asher Yatzar. Can one still recite an Asher Yatzar even a while after they went to the bathroom? So the Chofetz Chaim talks about this in the Mishnah Berurah. If you look in Siman Zayin and Sif Katan Beis, towards the middle of the sheets, he writes, "V'afilu nimshach zman gadol achar asiyas atzarchem," even if there's a long time elapsed since one went to the bathroom, "afilu achi chayiv levarech," there's no expiration period. You know, if a person waits too long to bench after the food already settled in him, it's too late. Avar zmano batal karbono. You can't bring the carbon anymore. You can't say the bracha anymore. And if it's too late, you can't daven shachris. You can't do certain things if it's too late. However, the bracha of Asher Yatzar has no expiration date. One could say an Asher Yatzar later. I actually saw an interesting halacha. If that, someone asked Shlomo Zalman, if he becomes a Baal Tshuva, could he still make Asher Yatzar for all the times he went to the bathroom beforehand? It could be only a Baal Tshuva would ask such a question.
That might be the only thing he does for the
rest of his life. Right, right. That'll stop a guy from coming from if he has to calculate how many Asher Yatzars he has to make. But yeah, they're not so simple, you know. Those situations, we'll see. I'll get to those halachas. But simply, a person should make the Asher Yatzar ideally as soon as they leave that bathroom. But if one didn't, one would be able to make that bracha later on in the day, even if a significant amount of time elapsed, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah. I did see some people that might argue with this, but I'm bringing you the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, not after another cause of Asher Yatzar.
I had a line to say about it, but it's too racy. I'll hold back. People might misconstrue. Now, very good. The next line in Mishnah Berurah brings up exactly what Josh just said. V'im lo birich asher yatzar asher rotz lahata mayim shenis. What happens in that scenario? Sometimes the best reminder that you forgot to say an asher yatzar is that bell going off. Ding, ding. All right, you got to go to the bathroom again.
Better hurry up and save the last time before I go.
So what do you do? You just now remember that you didn't say your last Asher Yatzar. Now you're about to go to the bathroom again. What does one do? Sadasa prima gadim. Timikodim shiyito. Before you go to the bathroom, yivarech Asher Yatzar. Tila Rishona. You first make an Asher Yatzar on the earlier time. And then go to the bathroom and make a second Asher Yatzar. You have an Asher Yatzar sandwich. Asher Yatzar, bathroom, Asher Yatzar. That's the prima gadim. Avol b'shari tshuva hiskim b'shem kama achronim dim nizker la'acha shehizka lo taiva. If you forgot it and now reached a point you have a new inclination to go, shuv lo yivarech. You no longer make the bracha. Once you have to go again, then you lose it. That which the Mishnah Berurah wrote earlier, you can make it hours later. That's assuming you don't have to go to the bathroom again. But if one has to go to the bathroom again, Shari Tshuva says you do have to make, you, excuse me, you can no longer make Tashi Yotzer.
Now you're no longer satiated from the last
time. Oh, good point. Now that depends if we view the Ashi Yotzer, is it going on your Hana of going to the bathroom or that? Okay, well, that's sort of touches on the Orach HaShulchan, that argument. So it comes out there's a machlokas here, the Chofetz Chaim is bringing, do you make a new Ashi Yotzer or not? Say, okay, so what do? This is one of those tricky areas. The Chofetz Chaim brings a machlokas. Okay, Rabbi, now what? I'm definitely accused of that. Rabbi, you brought me so many different shittos. Practically, what should I do? So, we've gone through this concept multiple times. There are those, I believe those are Scheinberg, who used to quote as a general rule that when the Mishnah Berurah brings two shittos, you go after the second shitto. I was there, my friend was right in front of me online, asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky this kasha, close to 25 years ago, and he says, no such rule. His understanding, his learning of the Mishnah Berurah, probably through the Chazon Ish, was that no, you have to see the language of the Mishnah Berurah. It's not an automatic rule that the second opinion is the one we follow. But I think in either, according to both of Chaim Kanievsky and Havdol, the Chaim Lemesim of Scheinberg, I believe in this case, one would no longer make an Ashi Yotzer. Because the language of the Mishnah Berurah itself, when he brings the second shita, he piles on. Avdol b'shari tshuva, hiskim b'shem kama achronim, that you don't do it. Just the language of the Mishnah Berurah is mashma, that he's writing it, we assume the second one. And if you have any doubts about this, I came across as a Mishnah Berurah in Simen Dalid, Sifkotim Gimel, not on your sheets. But there, the Chofetz Chaim is also talking about the Brach of Ashi Yotzer. And he talks about this scenario where you have to go to the bathroom again. And he just writes, Mistama, that you do not go to the bathroom again. He doesn't bring the two shittas. He paskins simply like the second shita. So therefore, I would think that is the clear halacha the Chofetz Chaim is coming out in this case. If one already needs to go to the bathroom again, you can no longer say an Ashi Yotzer. Okay. So far so good. So we got down, ideally say the Ashi Yotzer right away. If you didn't, you could say it even hours later. But step three, if you now have to go to the bathroom, seems like the Chofetz Chaim Paskin is game over. Okay. With that in mind, I would like to go to Shulchan Aruch Simen Zayin Sif Gimel. It's on the bottom of your pages. The Mechaber writes the following case. Hitol Mayim v'yisiach taitim alahatol Mayim. You went to the bathroom, and you forgot you went to the bathroom. And now you go to the bathroom a second time. And now after you went to the bathroom a second time, you realize, oh no, I never said any Ashi Yotzers. You have to make two Ashi Yotzers. You forgot the first time, you went now a second time, you piled it on. Zok Mechaber, you owe me two. Where does this come from? If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, where do we get two times Ashi Yotzer? Kimetzino in Tefillah. We find the same concept by Shimon Esrei. Shim Tov lo Espal Shachris, Espal Mincha Shtayim. If you forgot, you didn't daven Shachris. So you know what the halacha is? Daven two Minchas. So just like there's Tashlumim, there's makeup for Shimon Esrei, there's makeup for making without saying Ashi Yotzer. And thus, you would make two ashiyotzers. However, the Chavetz Chaim brings, al bay harbi achronim chokin al psak zeh. There are many achronim that argue on the psak of this machaber. It's over him, and they say there's a big difference between tefillah, Shemona Esrei, and ashiyotzer. What's the big difference? Huh?
Korban.
Okay, did you look ahead? Okay, you get 2 points now. It's over him. Dishani tefillah she b'makom korban b'shayich bo tashlumen. When we daven Shemona Esrei, that's like ourselves bringing a korban. By korbanos, there's makeups. Mashi ingeb ashiyotzer she brachos hoda yotzi b'hoda achas al harbi pamim. Kamol she'achol shtei pamim. Chavetz Chaim writes, no, you're thanking Hashem. It's Hodah. You can say Hodah on multiple eatings. You can also say Hodah on multiple brachas. So it comes out from this halacha here. The Machaber holds, if you forgot to say Ashiyatzar, now you're up to the second time. You already went to the bathroom, you say two. While the Chavetz Chaim brings, many achronim argue and say, no, there's no makeups, you can only say one. What's a little bit confusing about this halacha is the chara, isn't this in stira to what we said before? If you tell me the moment you have to go to the bathroom again is game over, for the first time you went to the bathroom, you no longer make an ashiyatzar. Why is Machaber here paskening that if one went to the bathroom and then didn't say ashiyatzar, went to the bathroom a second time, you have to make two? I thought the statute of limitations is finished. You went to the bathroom already. You have to go a second time. Right. Assuming like the Shari Tshuva, you're going to say the machlokas, you know, Machaber here is taking sides? Ooh. Well, the Prima Gadim say. The Prima Gadim has to read the Machaber. He's arguing with him. He's younger. So I saw Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol, Chashav Rosh Yeshiva Parat Yosef, asked this kasha. I think it's a very good kasha. Could you weasel out and say, oh, maybe the Machaber holds like the first shita from before? Okay. So then the Chavetz Chaim should point out, but according to the Shari Tshuva, which I paskin like, this wouldn't be true. And in fact, it's worse than that. The Chavetz Chaim does argue, but he argues from a different reason. He says, oh, there's a difference between korbanos, between tefillah and ashiyatzar. He wouldn't have to make that distinction according to what he paskin before based on the Shari Tshuva. So to me, this is perplexing. I tried a few ways to weasel out of it, but I'm not sure. I like the kasha. It's a good kasha. Either way, one see, you definitely have to have your focus to make sure to be focused when you come out of the bathroom to make an ashiyatzar. L'chachil right away. If not, you can do it later. But once you get into the territory, you have to go to the bathroom a second time, you might have lost out. And as we saw, lost out in the big mitzvah, which is a big schus for people. And, you know, those type of things we don't want to miss out on.
Is it an
avera? You know, anytime you could do something better and you didn't, that's some form of, you know, missing out. It's a good question. Not sure how fully to answer that. You know, the Gemara in Brachos talks about, like, by Birchas Hanenin, if you ate a donut without making a bracha, you nena from this world without a bracha. But we talked about before it, Berachos Hashiyatzar is not necessarily Berachos Bracha Hanah. But, you know, there the Gemara does talk very strongly. You benefit from this world without making a bracha, you're stealing. It's a form of geneva. So, it's definitely not good. But I'm not sure exactly how we rate it, you know, as an official avera on your scales. Probably. Some degree.
Does washing your hands afterwards have a
and impact
the role in terms of
Yes. So people are actually discussing this point, washing your hands after you go to the bathroom. So any good establishment, they should have a sign up. Everyone better wash their hands. And I hate to tell you, right, aren't there these, I remember years ago, these stats, these candid cameras, you know, I think men are much worse than women. But the amount of people that don't wash their hands after they leave the bathroom is quite high amongst men.
That's why they have those signs in the restaurants.
Right, right. Well, it makes you feel better, right?
Don't post a sign if you need the sign.
Yeah, right, they post the signs if you need it, good point. I think one of the good parts of COVID is people actually start to realize something called germs. And in general, people became more sanitary. You know, and so in general, I do think hopefully people wash their hands and come out of the bathroom. The whole concept of do you wash with Mentil Sidayim, do you wash with a cup, a hose, there are different shittas on that. But you know what? That itself, you know, we need all the reminders possible to stay in Asha Yatzar. If by washing with a hose were available after you go to the bathroom, we'll be put you in the frame of mind, okay, now I have to say in Asha Yatzar, great, do that. By all means. Yeah. Usually we don't make a bracha. There is a sheet of the Gra that says if you do Netilas Yadayim before you go Daven, then you would make a bracha. But Pashtus most, when we make Netilas Yadayim once in the morning when we get up, but before we go to Shul, but by Shul, but unless we're eating bread, we don't make another Netilas Yadayim. Yes? Sure.
What if you have, you don't go to the bathroom the normal way, you have a bag or something?
So I'm going to get to that. Excellent point. Right? It was just brought up, what happens if a person is not able to go to the bathroom through a normal means? Has a catheter, has a bag, so I'm going to get to that. But let me just go through a few more basic halachas. Let's say a person's not sure if he made an Asha Yatzar. What's the halacha? So we already saw the Chavetz Chaim mentioned that in passing. Since Asha Yatzar is a bracha, the general rule by brachas is safek brachas lahakel. Is we don't make brachas where we're not sure if I need a bracha or not. I might be saying Hashem's name in vain. That would be an aveira, and we don't make a bracha. I found the most fascinating thing from Rav Moshe Feinstein. It seems Rav Moshe was in the hospital, and not sure he was hooked up, but he forgot if he made an Asha Yatzar. So what do you do? Sava brachos lakol. Well, Moshe Feinstein, I'm not sure if he needed someone to bring him a Gemara, but he probably knew the Gemara by heart. But you know what Moshe Feinstein did? He started reading the Gemara in brachos, daf samach amud beis. You go to the bathroom, after you go to the bathroom, mevarich, Asha Yatzar, zadim chachma, ravro, nikolam, nikolam. He went through the lashon of the Gemara, derech limudo. If one reads the Gemara, Derech Limudo, that could be a double means. You're not just learning, you're also Yotze, Asha Yotzar. Right? Josh is blown away. This is why the man's the Gavol Adar. What a cha. You're not sure what to do. Do it again. This trick works. If there's a Safek and Berchus, a Shavar Brachos under a Chuppah, bring him a Gemara Kedushin.
That's why he got paid the big bucks.
Yeah. An amazing chap that Rav Moshe Feinstein said. He's not sure what to do. You can't just stop make a bracha. Suffolk bracha's lakal. But I could read the Gemara that quotes this bracha. So that's Rav Moshe Feinstein's chap. One for the ages. Oh, the exact procedure, right. Do you recite Hashem's name? Is that not necessarily the Lashon and the Gemara to spell out Hashem's name? So you say, okay, so what? So I can always say without Hashem's name. But such a chap from Rav Moshe. Now, let's say, again, you didn't make your brachas Asha Yatzar right away. Okay, you went to the bathroom, and now you finished eating, right? You buy a restaurant. You finished eating. You go to the bathroom in the restaurant, then you come back to your seat. Okay, now let's say you ate something which is mizonos. They have to make an al mechya. He also went to the bathroom. What comes first? Your asher yatzar from going to the bathroom? Or your al mechya for eating those wheat tacos? What do you say first? So the Chavetz Chaim, also here on your sheets, applies the concept of tadir v'she'eino tadir, tadir kodem. When you have two things, one's more common than the other, the more common thing comes first. Thus the Chavetz Chaim assumes it's more common to go to the bathroom. Therefore, the Asher Yatzar precedes your Al Mechya. Comes some nunnik to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. He says, how come the Chavetz Chaim passes like this? By me, I eat more than I go to the bathroom. I have a better ratio. Right? He's a big guy. He eats more than he goes to the bathroom. Is the halakha different? So Chaim Kanievsky laughed and says, huh, we go after the normal person. The halacha goes after, disclaimer, I happen to know Chaim Kanievsky has a sense of humor. I'm saying over the psak in perhaps a humorous way, which is I assume the way he did it. But I can't tell you how the exact language he used. But basically, Chaim Kanievsky says we determine tadar v'she'eino tadar in an objective way, not a subjective way, based on normal people, not on this big bovan. So I did find Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings that the psak of the Chavetz Chaim, Akiva Eiger preceded him, but that type of psak, that tadar comes first to the Asher Yatzar, that applies by a regular case of two brachas, both to Rabbanim. But let's say a person had a meal, you had a nice burger, or what was it called? Texas Wrangler, you could get in one of these restaurants. You got a Kentucky Derby in Teaneck. So, in those scenarios, you have a nice burger, you got to make hamotzi. So there the halacha is, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the hamotzi, berachas hamazon, comes first, because the deraisa beats out tadar. Tadar muktash, muktash kodem. Something that's more holy, something that's the deraisa, would win out. Let's do another halacha, and this could come up. You went to the bathroom, and your friend went to the bathroom. You know, I could see this happening to Alan. You know, Alan's a guy who's always looking to say a good word, be makar of somebody. So yeah, some guy got involved with business. The last time Alan went to the bathroom, this guy asked, what are you doing? He said, I say a prayer after I go to the bathroom. The next time the guy goes to the bathroom, the same time as Alan, he's like, Alan, I want to say that prayer too. But I don't know how to say it. So what are Alan's options? Could he be motzi, that person with the Asher Yatzar? I'll say it, and you answer, amen. Does that work? Or do you have to get the guy a nice transliterated art scroll, Asher Yatzar, where he could say the words himself? What should he do? So Shlomo Zalman Orbach was asked this question, and unfortunately he ended off like the emoji. He's not sure what to do. Why was he not sure? So Shlomo Zalman says, if we view an Asher Yatzar like a bracha of getting hana, I had a donut, you had a donut. So Yechiel, your al mechya could pater Yitzchak. Yitzchak doesn't have to say, Yitzchak had a small piece of a donut. You had a greiser donut. So your al mechya could exempt somebody else. That we say by Berachas Hanenah. So if we view an Asher Yatzar, a bracha of hanav, the pleasure of the relief you get from going to the bathroom, so then you could exempt somebody else, just like you could from alamichya. But if we view it as a bracha of shevach and hodah to Hashem, so those type of things, I can't be motzi someone else with my bracha of thanks, my bracha of shevach and hodah. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman wasn't sure what is the nature of the bracha of Ashiyatza. I would point out, according to the Aruch HaShulchan that we mentioned in the beginning of the share, that the bracha of Ashiyatza is not just on the relief of going to the bathroom, but rather it's the broader picture. We're thanking Hashem for creating our bodies in such a magnificent, wonderful, wondrous way. So then, for sure, you would not be able to do that. There'll be a Berachas Hodah, Berachas Shevach, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman will have to say you can't do it. So what we're going to have to do is buy that guy, get some transliterated Asher Yatzar. Maybe that's, you know, I'm thinking about this now, I'm giving the share. You know, the first level of being mechazik, we have to be mechazik ourselves with Asher Yatzars. But you know what? After we do that, wouldn't it be nice to reach out to people who never said an Asher Yatzar in their lives, to teach them about it, to have some transliterated, maybe even English version? We gave a share last year on the halachas of saying brachos in English, right? Maybe we could have an English version to give out to people, you know, a secular Jew, person never had the chance, never said an Asher Yatzar. I'll get to a story about that in a moment. But that might be a nice idea. Just to finish off two questions people asked. Let's say, unfortunately, a person had a catheter, so he's not going to the bathroom practically by himself. It's through a medical intervention. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, in that scenario, you only say an Asher Yatzar once a day. You don't do it each individual time, rather once a day. And also, it was asked to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, what about a person on dialysis? So his body is being cleansed through the dialysis process. Does a person make an Asher Yatzar on dialysis? Anyone knows anything about the relief, you know, from through dialysis? It's obviously is life-saving. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman said it might be true that it's tremendously life-saving, the process of dialysis, but one does not make an Asher Yatzar. Because Asher Yatzar was masakin for the natural way of a person going to the bathroom, urinating, going to the bathroom, but dialysis, which is his own function, that Asher Yatzar was not made for. One does not make an Asher Yatzar. He should thank Hashem for the process, but that wasn't what Chazal and Masakin. Now, I'd like to end off with three stories. You know, hopefully today's shir gives a greater perspective of the brach of Asher Yatzar, the meaning behind it, but also the individual halachas, which we can practice, hopefully, in multiple times during the day. I want to tell over three stories. First story, actually, what I was just thinking about. Rabbi Flamholtz told me this story. He knows of somebody who, unfortunately, was a secular Jew, never had a yeshiva education. And they had a sibling who became from. And one time they noticed, like, what are they praying after they come out of the bathroom? And the siblings told this the sister, hey, you know, there's a bracha to make, an Asher Yatzar, every time you go home coming out of the bathroom. Okay? Unfortunately, being the fact the person was not religious, they thought it wasn't for them. And, you know, they didn't make it. A little while later, that woman got sick. And she said to her, she later confided in her brother, she really wished years earlier she said this tefillah, this bracha. You know, when she went to the bathroom, she should have thanked Hashem for her health while she had her health. Unfortunately, in life, a lot of times people only focus on things once you miss out on it. But the concept, and that's what, you know, as I'm giving this share, you know, Asher Yatzar is such a wonderful thing, you know, to reach out to people, teach the concept of Asher Yatzar beyond the confines of our shuls and our yeshivas. All Jews should know what an Asher Yatzar is. Look, you know, Lubavitch reaches out. I was in JFK Airport. I don't know how they pulled this off. You know, past, you know, the ticket booths and this, right before security, there's a whole, you know, Chabad booth to put on tefillin. You know, it's a wonderful outreach. But you know what? What about reaching out? This is, you know, less invasive. You don't have to put boxes on your head, right? And this works for men and women. Is to reach out, help, teach people, hey, do you ever know the concept of saying a blessing after you go to the bathroom? Thanking God for your health, thanking Hashem for creating such a wonderful body that we have. Amazing idea. Second story. This I was told by a Talmud right here in Yeshiva. It happened to his cousin. A young lady was pregnant. She went with her husband, went to get, you know, the sonograms, and unfortunately they detected something very wrong with the baby. And obviously as parents, you know, they had to do all the heshtavos, everything they could, you know, leading up, you know, prepare for a birth with a challenge, a health issue with this child. At the same time, they also figured, okay, we have to do something as a schus. And they were thinking about maybe saying the bracha of Asher Yatzar of Mor Kavana. And the wife actually noticed, she started being more careful about saying Asher Yatzar, and she realized she used to leave out, just say it by heart, she'd leave out one word every time she would say it. You just get accustomed, many times you get accustomed to saying things. If you just get it the wrong way, you skip a word, like that could go on for years, for decades. She started saying it from a sitter. She knows she said the wrong word. She corrected it. The next sonogram, the sonogram was corrected. There's no issue with the baby. The family feels very much so that this focus in Asher Yatzar saved that baby's life. And then I want to end with one final story. I had the schus just last night to speak to Yossi Hecht, wonderful geshmaka bacher, who unfortunately has a health element all of a sudden that he can't walk. And I actually ran into Yossi not too long ago. He's davening in Shari Tefillah, Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro. Yossi is a celebrity. Everyone knows Yossi. Rabbi Shapiro came by, so I gave him a big hug. Wonderful. He started, once he had a situation that he wasn't able to walk, he had to have multiple surgeries. He actually is in Northwest Florida right now recovering from, unfortunately, another surgery. And after his first surgery, for the first few days, he was not able to go to the bathroom. Wasn't able to go. Here you have a young, healthy bacher, had a surgery. After that, he was not able to go to the bathroom. He called up his Rebbe, Rav Dovi Kielsen, Mashkiach and Darchei Torah, and he said, Rebbe, please help. I need a schus. I need something. And his Rebbe, who happens to be a big follower of Victor Miller and appreciating the flow of Sabore, came up with this idea, why don't we start a campaign to be mechazik and Asher Yatzar? When you look online, Asher to the Yatzar, Moshe Bree, who's a tremendous video guy, works for the yeshiva, you know, made a video about this, and this went viral. All the yeshivas in America, all over, everyone knows Yossi Hecht's message to be mechazik in Asher Yatzar. And Yossi told me, from the time that campaign was launched, that, he says, Lan Hara, since then, he was able to go to the bathroom and hasn't had to be put in a catheter or anything since. He needs a refuah shleima. He reached out to, you know, to me last night when we were talking. You know, he says, you know, this, the latest surgery, he hasn't recovered yet, and he still can't walk, and it's a big struggle. You know, especially Yossi's Kamana Hara has a lot of kochos, a lot of energy. You know, Motsan lost his mother this past year also, you know, with COVID and everything. But Lamaisa, Yosef Chaim ben Devorah Leah should have a refuah shleima, but his campaign to be mechazik everyone the world over in Asher Yatzar is something that should continue and only spread. And Be'ezah Hashem, we should all be zocha to Yeshua's refuahs and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our health and our wondrous bodies.
Amen.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week.